The World Cup is back this summer, and even if you don't care about the sport, you may care about the official 2026 World Cup song.
It's Die Die by Shakira and Nigerian artist Burna Boy.
FIFA announced today that for the first time, there will be a World Cup halftime show during the final match.
That's right. It's going to feature Madonna, BTS, and of course, the queen of World Cup music, Shakira.
We've come to expect hits from the World Cup. It's a trend that basically began in 1998 with Ricky Martin's smash hit, La Copa de la Vida.
Oh, yeah. There have been many hits since then, including songs that were not the official FIFA song for the tournament, like Waving Flag by Kanon in 2010. When I get older, I will be stronger.
They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag. And there's the Shakira song sitting at more than 4.5 billion views on YouTube, Waka Waka.
This time for Africa. Love that song. Okay, but sometimes a World Cup song is a big miss. Like a penalty kick that goes way over the net, if you will.
In March, FIFA released Lighter by Jelly Roll and Carine Leon.
Never felt this free before. I'm high and I'm getting higher. Chains don't rattle no more. Good Lord, I'm feeling lighter.
A lot of people who were kind of disappointed with that one. The YouTube comments were filled with messages like, the best part of this song is when it ends. And other messages like, Shakira, save us!
Over time, there's this kind of a built-up expectation about what a World Cup song is going to be. The context is a football stadium full of people shouting, singing songs, you know, going nuts. And Jelly Rolls just felt like super flat.
That's Brent Keogh. He's a musician who teaches music and sound design at the University of Technology, Sydney, Australia.
From a sort of pulse perspective, it's just a slow, there wasn't that sense of like the world flavors all coming together. Same old boots, but they're off the ground.
Never try to catch me now. So what is the recipe for a great World Cup song? And what makes Shakira so good at it?
A lot of them are kind of based on that. It's a rhythm that's found in all sorts of different places. In the Arabic world, it's called Ayub. In Jamaican, I think it's called the Dembo rhythm. But it's that boom, chup, chup, boom, chup, chup. She's also good at kind of incorporating elements or gestures towards other cultures. So she can kind of pull on these things and bring it into this global pop package.
So the Queen of the World Cup heard the call of the people.
The official World Cup song, Die Die, is out tonight. Die, die, eagle.